Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's the 26th day of October. I'm Paul White. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thanks for those of you who are a part of this ministry, sort of arm in arm with us, and are helping us take the gospel. Someone commented to me the other day of how it's become evident that so much of what we're doing is digital and important in this hour, particularly in an hour where it still feels like a lot of travel hasn't opened back up. A lot of churches still aren't doing a ton of live, or they're doing live stuff, but not a lot of conferences and weekend meetings. And there's a few here and there, and we're doing our share, but not nearly what we were. And what we've done is just embrace this role in this hour. And I just commented to the person that, well, it's because we have so many partners who are sensitive to the sound of the Spirit of God, and I trust that they're able to hear and that they follow the voice of the Spirit and they help us out. And so I want to say thank you to you. I didn't just want to comment to that individual. I wanted to let you know how much we recognize that and say thank you. All right. This is not a plea for help or anything like that. It's just a genuine, heartfelt thank you. I want to get back into Galatians 3. I'm having a lot of fun really investigating Paul's running commentary on Genesis 12. Yesterday, we concluded by making the statement, and I want to pick right up where we were yesterday today, the statement that as Paul brings out in Galatians 3:17, the law, which came 430 years after the covenant with Abraham, could not annul what God promised to Abraham. And if that be the case, that it could not annul what God promised to Abraham, it was because the law has no power to make the promise of no effect. And I said, if you can understand that, then you can understand why the new covenant cannot be superseded by anything. So let's start there, because that seems to be, we talked about this the other day, where Jesus intersects the scripture, and then where the scripture intersects us, that's the point. That's what we want. We want to see where this really makes a difference in our life. Not just a theological bunch of mumbo jumbo, bunch of head knowledge, but how can I live this out? All right. The last line of Galatians 3:17 says that it should make the promise of no effect. It, of course, is the law. The law could not annul what God said to Abraham. And verse 18 is the key. Getting this is why you can rest assured that your new covenant isn't going anywhere. Listen to Galatians 3:18. For if the inheritance is of the law, it's no longer of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. All right. We're talking in inheritance language. An inheritance is something that you get because you belong in a family. It's not something you pay for. You don't buy an inheritance. You receive an inheritance. Who is a recipient under the guise of inheritance? Listen to what Paul says to the Romans, Romans 8:17. If we're children, then we're heirs. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So if we're God's children, then we're God's heirs. And as I just taught in 1 John 5, that whatever's born of God has overcome the world. Well, what's born of God? The one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So, very simple. If you are of Christ, then you are born of God, then you are a child of God, then you are a joint heir with Christ, and thus a recipient of the promise. So, Galatians 3:18, if the inheritance is of the law, then it's not an inheritance of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. So, if this is Paul's statement, if you can receive what God promised to Abraham by the keeping of the law, then it is not an inheritance at all. It's a paycheck. It's not God giving you something because you're born into it. It's God giving you something because God owes it to you. Listen to how he says it in Romans 4. What shall we say? This is Romans 4, verses 1 to 4. It's Abraham again. We're still in the Genesis 12 account. Romans 4:1. What shall we say that Abraham our father found according to the flesh? If Abraham was justified by works, then he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. Watch verse 4. This is the money verse. To him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, they are counted as debt. In other words, if you can work for it, it's a paycheck, it's not a promise. It's not an inheritance if it can be earned. It's only an inheritance if it can be yours by bloodline, by birthright. And Paul does a revolutionary thing in Galatians 3. And I'm going to jump ahead just to give you the piece of this that you need. We're in 18, but if you jump to 26, you're all sons of God through faith in Christ. So, Paul removes the barrier of bloodline inheritance, of circumcision inheritance, of piece of property inheritance, of national identity inheritance, of genealogical inheritance, and says, from now on, let it be known, it's not about doing, it's about being and who gets to be. Not those of you who can trace your bloodline through Issachar or Reuben or Gad, but for those of you who are in Christ. Paul changes the rules of the game. It's not Paul that's doing it. This is what Christ came to do. Have you ever wondered why Christ doesn't have a problem helping non-Jews? Whether it's a centurion or whether it's the woman in Syrophoenician. I explained that one recently. In a sermon called Is Jesus Reluctant? Remember that when we talked about the fact that Jesus is not reluctant to heal that woman's daughter? His statements of reluctance are not to her, they're to his disciples. He's questioning, he's leaning into their questions. If you haven't listened to our sermon, Is Jesus Reluctant? And that's got a question mark on it. Go look it up. And I think it'll bless you. But that will help because no, he's not reluctant. Why? Because he didn't come just for one. He came for the world. He came to be the Savior of all. He came to give us what it is that cannot be done through the doing, but can only be received through promise. If the inheritance is of the law, 18, Galatians 3:18, it's no longer promise. God gave it to Abraham by promise. So what's Paul really doing is he's trying to show that the law could not supersede a promise. So the new covenant isn't based upon what I do. It's based upon Christ and my belief in him. Therefore, it cannot be superseded by paychecks. Inheritance is greater than wages. If you can agree that an inheritance is better than a paycheck, then you can agree that the new covenant is better than the old, that the Abrahamic is better than the Sinaitic, and that nothing can override the inheritance of the redeemed. That's why you can relax today. I know the insurance company says you're in good hands with Allstate. I say you're in good hands with Jesus. He's got you. More from Galatians 3. And man, do we have more. See you tomorrow. God bless.